It's Emma, and today I'm chatting with Jack Maney, who's raising funds to fund a charity trip later this year. Well, thanks for joining us, Jack. Can you tell us what your trip actually entails?
So I'm going to Nepal in October to help build a school for the children who lost their schools in the earthquakes.
So the school you're going to build, what sort of age children is it for?
It's around probably primary school age, their equivalent of our primary school age.
So what are they doing at the moment then? Because obviously if they've lost the school, where do they actually go?
Pictures I've seen, it's literally just like a tarpaulin over a few trees with a few benches, which is it's such a massive difference to what we have over here, where we have classrooms, heating, everything. They don't. They have to travel miles every day, really, to get to school.
So how much do you have to raise for your trip then?
In total, I have to raise £3,500, and currently I only have £529 left to go.
And how have you actually raised that money?
Raising that, I've done quite a few events, such as like 80s night. I did a Valentine's disco. I also did a Halloween sort of do. And I also got quite a few donations off Frodo. Wellybridge Carnival gave me one. The Friends of Wellybridge Park, and also the Billarettes have given me a donation.
And I believe you've got an event coming up next month, haven't you, to help get you over the finish line for the final bit of the fundraising?
I do. I'm doing a 90s night, so I'm going to step the year up from what I did a few months ago. From 80s, we're now doing 90s, which is at Wellybridge Bowling Club on the 26th of August, and doors open at 8 p.m, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And how much is it?
It's £5 a ticket for everyone to get in on the door. Come and enjoy yourself all evening. Let's have a good time. Fancy dress. So I want to see them costumes.
So where can people go to find out more about your trip then? Is there anywhere they can go?
Yes, you can have a look on the Cheshire Fire Cadets website. But I also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jack's Fundraising Project. And I post all my updates, my totals, what I'm getting, my events coming up on there.
So you said you're doing this with the Cheshire Fire Cadets. How many of you are actually going out to Nepal?
So there's 15 cadets in total, including me, and there's also 7 leaders who are going out with us.
And how many days will you actually be working on the school?
But we are going for 18 days, and we are spending the first 5 of them trekking to the little village called Kengal, which is sort of situated south of Mount Everest, so hopefully we'll have a good view of that whilst we're out there.
So what are you actually looking forward to the most then?
I think it's just more of the helping people, because obviously they don't have what we have, so I want to sort of help them out by giving them a building and something to learn in, with classrooms, chairs, tables, with also a teacher.
How big is the school?
It's a 2-story building. I think there's 8 classrooms in total, so 4 on the bottom, 4 on the top, and it's going to be built just off the ground because of landslides that they have and monsoons.
Now, has work actually started on the school then, or does it start when you get there?
Work has already started on it. From the pictures I've seen, they've already dug out all the foundations and they're starting to put the foundations together. So we actually arrive as they're sort of finishing it off, and then we go and help. We help paint the classrooms, and we design a big wall mural, and then we go over there and we paint it on the wall.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you'll have to let us know how you get on.
I will do.